USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fight continues for the end of police brutality. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst believes that mayors of cities with autonomous zones are not doing their jobs.
They're not trying to find solutions with racial injustice. They're not sitting down and having those dialogues. They're just allowing anarchists to take over in these zones. What about all of those other residents and business owners? They really are suffering through this.
Senator Ernst is introducing a bill that would defund cities that allow for autonomous zones. In New York, hundreds of protesters camped outside City Hall. The protesters are part of a national movement that seeks to regulate police, hoping for more spending on other needs like housing and education. Police officials have warned that the budget cut is coming at a time when the city has seen a surge in shootings during the first 3 weeks in June. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER. That's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
One governor is reevaluating part of his plan to reopen his state's economy. USA's Kenneth Burns has more.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says looking back, he would have slowed down the reopening of bars.
Now seeing in the aftermath of how quickly the coronavirus spread in the bar setting, and you know how a bar setting in reality just doesn't work with a pandemic. People go to bars to get clothes and to drink and to socialize.
Abbott, speaking to television station KVIA, said the data looked good when they decided to reopen the state's economy. Now he says the state's obligation is to take measured steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus. There are now more than 5,000 people in the hospital in the Lone Star State because of coronavirus.
A judge has told longtime Trump ally Roger Stone that he cannot wait till September to do his prison time due to COVID-19. The judge said he must report by July 14th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A large number of rideshare drivers are filing lawsuits to become full-time employees. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Uber Eats driver David Heller has filed a class action lawsuit challenged by Uber aiming to secure a minimum wage, vacation pay, and other benefits like overtime pay. Drivers are now classified as independent contractors and do not have such benefits. Heller's attorney said the decision allowing him to sue was important, but only a small first step in the case that will probably take years to litigate. The ride-hailing company's contract allows arbitration, but not class action lawsuits. After the ruling, an Uber spokeswoman said the company would amend its contracts to align with the court's principles without giving details. She said going forward, dispute resolution will be more accessible to drivers. 2 days ago, California said it plans to ask a state court judge to force Uber and Lyft to classify all ride-hail drivers as employees rather than contractors.
The FDA said a bagged salad mix sold at multiple grocery stores, including Walmart and Aldi, may be responsible for sickening more than 200 people. The agency said the product has been linked to a tiny parasite called Cyclospora. Illnesses have been reported around the Great Lakes and Midwest. The CDC said it takes at least a month after you eat the salad before you show symptoms. The FDA said you should throw away any bagged salad mix in question. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.